Don't burn the lot, said Eric. You're putting on too much. Let's warm up. We'll only have to fetch more wood. I'm cold.
So am I.
Besides, it's dark. All right, then. Eric squatted back and watched Sam make up the fire. He built a little tent of dead wood, and the fire was safely alight. That was near. He'd have been waxy.
Huh?
For a few moments, the twins watched the fire in silence. Then Eric sniggered.
Wasn't he waxy?
About the fire and the pig? Lucky he went for Jack instead of us.
Huh.
Remember old Waxy at school?
Boy, you are driving me slowly insane.
The twins shared their identical laughter, then remembered the darkness and other things and glanced round uneasily. The flames, busy about the tent, drew their eyes back again. Eric watched the scurrying woodlice that were so frantically unable to avoid the flames and thought of the first fire, just down there on the steeper side of the mountain, where now was complete darkness. He did not like to remember it and looked away at the mountaintop. Warmth radiated now and beat pleasantly on them. Sam amused himself by fitting branches into the fire as closely as possible. Eric spread out his hands, searching for the distance at which the heat was just bearable. Idly looking beyond the fire, he resettled the scattered rocks from their flat shadows into daylight contours. Just there was the big rock, and the three stones there, that split rock, and there beyond was a gap, just there.
Sam,